Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And we're in the last days. And Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost when some people thought they were drunk, those who had received the Holy Spirit baptism with the evidence of speaking with tongues, he said, "These are not drunken as you suppose, seeing this is but the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." So this is all by the Holy Spirit. It came with the Holy Spirit baptism. And even in the Old Testament, the visions were when the Spirit of the Lord came upon the prophet or the priest or the king or someone chosen for a special task. But now, in the New Testament here, we're told that this is going to happen to your sons and daughters. And we know that it happens, and we know it's a wonderful gift of the Spirit. These things are gifts of the Spirit. I worked for Brother Hagin and edited his book for 10 years, books. And so that's why we're offering today how you can be led by the Spirit of God. But I always taught my grandchildren what this says right here in 1 John 4:4, and I learned it from Brother Hagin. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits," or test the spirits, "whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not Jesus Christ come in the flesh is not of God." Verse 4, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them." Them who? Them false spirits, them evil spirits. "Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And so whenever I hear the Lord speaking to me, I always say, "Do you confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh?" And he will always give me the answer. Now, anybody can say Jesus is Lord, except if some, let's say somebody's given out a false prophecy, they can't say it. And if some evil spirit's trying to give you a dream and you say, "Do you confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh?" They can't say it. So I teach my children to test the spirits. Then that way, if you know to test the spirits, you're not going to be fooled by an angel of light. Satan can appear as an angel of light, a messenger of light. And oh, I hear goofy things all the time. But we just because there's the goofy, we're not going to throw out the baby with the bathwater. Now, Brandon here, he grew up with his mother and his brother, Jared, who's now an associate
He's a pastoral care.
Pastoral care at Lynn and Mac Hammond's church. And then his sister, Hannah, goes to Rhema Bible Training Center. So this is the other brother. This is Brandon. And those, I'm telling you, they've always had, Jared had an amazing vision of the Lord when he was 10 years old. And Jared and Brandon didn't want any part of it. Since he was a little bitty boy, he always told him every night before he went to bed, he would say, "No spirit beings. Pray that I see no spirit beings." That meant he didn't want to see angels, didn't want to see Jesus, didn't want to see demons, didn't want to see anything. And if he'd stay with Aunt Shelley, she babysat him a lot. And she'd be by his side when he said his prayers, and he'd say, "Aunt Shelley, you for to God, no spirit beings." He wanted you to pray that over him. So, Brandon, you resisted an angel. Tell about that.
I got in trouble for something. I can't remember what it was. And
grades.
It was a report card. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a report card. And I went downstairs and I was crying and I was I kind of laid on my stomach. And I was about to go to sleep and I was seeing like the light change in the room. I could, like, in the back, and I was like, I'm just tired or something. I'm seeing something. So I kept flickering, like the light was kind of different. And I remember I just kept kind of turning back, and nothing was there. And then all of a sudden it started flickering again, and I turned around and I saw an angel walk through my wall, and he sat on our, we had some chairs in there. He just sat in there and he looked kind of straight ahead smiling. And he was real, I remember he was real big and he had real, like, it looked like his hair was wet. Like he came out of a shower and it was real yellow and he had it kind of styled kind of cool. and he's kind of sat in there, and he was just looking kind of straight ahead and smiling. And I remember I looked, and I was kind of like, what in the world? And I took off. I just ran up the stairs. I sprinted up the stairs. And I remember I told Mom, I was like, I saw an angel downstairs. And after that, I didn't like to go down there because I didn't want to.
He looked like he's seen a ghost. He wouldn't go in that room and sleep for how long? 2 years?
Oh, yeah, over 2 years.
Yeah. And Mama.
Forever.
Mama Jenkins, you know, she told him, she said, now, she's a lady 102 years old now, still drives her car. And she's always worked in miracles, and she loves this family, and she comes and visits them. And she said, Brandon, the Lord is trying to get some message over to you. Now you're going to have to receive his messenger. So another time, now we're going to fast forward to some years later and tell what happened in March 18.
Okay, well, I went downstairs. And
March 18, what year?
07. It was 07.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down there, and I remember I went in there, and I kind of felt like at peace. I didn't want to leave.
You went back to that room?
Mm-hmm.
Had you been going there long?
A little bit, bits and pieces. I remember I'd go down there and I would get like some shoes or something. I'd feel like a feeling like I was going to see something. I'd take off. All the time I'd have that feeling. And what? Like I'm going to see something, like there's something in there with me. I don't know, it's hard to explain.
So before it happened, you would leave.
Mm-hmm. And I was in there, and I just started laying on my bed, and I was thanking God for everything. I remember I was thanking him for like that grass, and thanking him for the sky, and just everything. I was just trying to think of, I kind of ran out of things to think of. And I remember I just said, I surrender myself to you. And when I said that, I saw kind of like the light flickering, but it was like a light kind of formed. And I remember there's this person standing right there, and I wasn't scared, but I knew it was real holy. I knew it was when he started talking, I knew it was the guy who I was talking to in my dream, because I recognized the voice. And yeah, I just heard
your dream of Jesus in the general store.
Mm-hmm.
Same voice.
But I remember he was way more, he was kind of having fun with me, but this is real serious. And I just heard, tell them I'm coming soon. And he repeated it like five to six times.
What was that he said?
Tell them I'm coming soon.
Tell them I'm coming soon, my Jesus.
And I was like, and I was just sitting there, standing there. And then all of a sudden, he took a step toward, he was trying to cover his face. He was kind of like reminds me of like when you watch those shows, like a fighting show, and like a guy, like a warrior, you know, he tears up all the guys, and then he kind of does like a little pose, you know, and he was kind of doing like that pose where he's kind of hiding his face from me. And he walked towards me, and I remember I froze in my bed. I couldn't move. My eyes were closed. My hands were still up. And I remembered in my dream, he put his hands on my hands, and he said what I heard in my dream, helping people and
he said
loving
those same
people.
Words?
Mm-hmm. He said my cousin's name. And
what cousin?
Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
And
did he give you a sentence, or did he just say his name? And then
he said Caleb. That's all I heard.
Said what?
Caleb. He said his name in
Caleb,
Hebrew.
He said it in Hebrew. Mm-hmm.
And he said helping and hurting people and healing. And
he just said the words.
Mm-hmm.
Helping.
Yeah, he didn't
helping,
say that's all
hurting
he,
people.
That's all he said. He was just saying those words.
Did you have the idea he wanted you to do that?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, I had this, I didn't really tell anyone about it. I just had a thought in my head, and I remember people giving me money, and I was like, these people are, they said, God told me to give this money to you. And I used
Not
to think,
at church it would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I used to think they were, I was just like, why are they giving me money? I thought they were giving it because of Mimi or whatever, my grandma. So I kind of at first I wouldn't care, but then I just ended up just giving it an offering every time.
Because you felt kind of guilty.
Yeah, I didn't give any money really in the offering, and I'd maybe get like a dollar once in a while. So I was like, I haven't sold any money. I don't need to be getting this money. And he told me, he said, Brandon, whenever you're helping, whenever, he goes, money's not the only offering you can give unto me, but he said, when you love people, that's an offering unto me too. And he answered that to me.
Brandon is very much a person of love. You won't be around Brandon very long. He'll be patting you on the back and sensing that you're important to him. Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
And then I saw like a light hit my eye from a different direction to my left, and I looked, and he had the breastplate on, and he had the high priest
breastplate, which you didn't know what it was. Mm-mm. At the time. You just saw these rows of lights, and they would different mm-hmm. ones would light up.
And the top of the red one was shining in my eye, and I remember it really kind of hurt my eye. It was real shining in my eye, real bright, and then he kind of backed away, and he gradually disappeared.
Now, he said other things to him. He gave him a message for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ran upstairs, and his mother knew it was a breastplate.
Yeah, I was sleeping. This, if I remember, it was about midnight that this happened. Mm-hmm. It was like on a weekend, like a Friday or a Saturday night.
Yeah, it was like a Friday night.
I think it was a Friday night. So the kids were up, staying up late. And Jared came in my room, and my oldest son, and he said, Mom, get up or something. And I said, no. Or I think I went to the restroom, and then I came back in the room. And he said, you need to come in the living room. And I said, what? He said, Brandon's seen an angel. And the way he said it was, Brandon in the spirit, anything spirit beings, he's scared.
In the past, yeah.
Yeah, and so I knew that there was, that it was, you know, we needed to see.
And
what.
So you and Jared and Hannah came and sat down, and then what happened with?
Well,
Brandon?
They were Jared and Hannah were already in the living room. They were the front room.
Okay, Brandon had sat down, and Brandon
had this experience downstairs. So he in the basement. So he had come upstairs with Jared and Hannah, and that's they go, what's wrong? Because that's when he told them that he had seen an angel. He didn't know what he had seen at that time. Correct, Brandon?
Yeah, I didn't know.
You thought it was an angel.
I thought it was an angel.
Yeah.
But then his mother knew that was the breastplate. And the high priest's breastplate would light up. And the red light that he saw was the Reuben, R-B-N, which has the letters of Brandon's name. And so Brenda told me, but then did he give you like words from the Lord?
Yeah, we went to bed at 2:00, and it didn't seem like that long. But that's how long that presence came upstairs. And I don't know if we can have time to tell it in this one, but for sure the next one.
So
you know, because it's to tell you what the next
presence
part.
Of the Lord came upstairs, and he began ministering to his sister's knee. She'd had an ACL injury. And he began ministering to other things. He was ministering in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has gifts. He guides us. Mm-hmm. And he was guiding Brandon's life. He will guide you. He was also preparing their family for something hard they were going to go through. So we praise God for his gifts. And this being Friday, we say Shabbat Shalom.